The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 14. This is letter number 4938. Baruch Hashem, dated the 15th day of Kislev, Tovshin Zayin, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, after this long interruption, I got your letter from Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, of the portion of Todos, which was delayed in its arrival here. Rebbe says, it didn't take me a long time to answer you. Your letter was dated before it told us, but it took some time to get here. And I was pleasant to me to read in it that your salary has been settled. And the Rebbe says, once you settle the salary, in other words, the payment that you're getting, that increases the possibility of studying and doing, not for the purpose of getting paid, which means you're already getting paid, so you have your livelihood. Now you can just study to teach, to learn, and to act, and not for the purpose of getting paid, because you're already getting paid. So now, I think that's what the Rebbe means. You already got your salary, so now you're learning should not be for an ulterior motive, and you're doing. Now you're learning not to get a reward. And the Rebbe says, in truth is, it doesn't matter so much how big a salary it is. The main thing is to remove your mind from the worries. Not to worry about the salary. It's not so much how much you're making, not to worry about it. Then it becomes easier. The Rebbe says, if a person doesn't have worries, then he can concentrate, he can learn, he can be more productive. The Rebbe brings evidence from the words of Maimonides. Maimonides writes with regards to the days of Mashiach. Why do people want Mashiach so badly? He says, the days of Mashiach, they will find peace, they'll be relaxed, and they are going to be able to increase in wisdom. They'll be free, the Torah and the wisdom. They're going to have a plentiful, which means the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Daldam and Beis brings down on the Pasuk, Bayomahu Yichye Ish Eglas Bakar. So the Gemara says that it'll be, and another pasuk, that there's going to be a tremendous amount of that's not going to be the interest. The interest is going to be the wisdom of Hashem. So basically, when you have what you need, then your mind is free to study Torah. Then your mind is free. So if you don't have a worry of your parnasa, so then you can just be free. And that's what the Rebbe is saying. It doesn't matter how big the salary is. People don't even need. The main thing is not to be worried and be able to learn. And the Rebbe, in clothing, also the booklet that has been published, and the Rebbe says, for sure you will privilege the contents, the rabbis. I wonder if it's harabim. It says here harabonim. So I think it's an extra nun in there. It's supposed to be as harabim. I'm not sure the Rebbe would think about the rabbonim over there, rabbim. And the Rebbe says, chus harabim toldi boy. The merit of the many hinges and here, brochet from Surah Steve. And the Rebbe makes a footnote over here. For sure you will participate in the Fabrengen of Yutis Kislev, which is our redemption, the redemption of our soul, and you'll add in the matters of spreading the wellsprings till they also reach outside. And it's known, the Rebbe says, the opinion of Maimonides in Mikvois, chapter 9, Mishnah 9, that it says over there, that ho yo yo it's a chutz libricha, that if the water goes outside of the pool, so then it has a din of a mayan to be metaher bezechle bekolshu, which means if it leaves its pool, only then does it get the potency of a well. A well has the ability to purify even while it's running, and even any amount. Rainwater needs to be standing, stationary, ashbeiren, and it needs to be 40 saw. Mayon can be metayer even if it's running, and any amount, doesn't need a shear. But when is it? The Rambam says only if it goes outside of the pool. Within the pool, it has the laws of the pool. And the Rebbe says, this has already been known, what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, while you can't be expected to finish the whole thing, but you're not free to exempt yourself from it. So you can't just not do it. You got to spread the wellsprings. There is nothing that stays in the way of the will. The Rebbe says, the Mishnah says, you have to, can't exempt yourself. You have to spread. It's only, the Rebbe brings the law of the Rambam, when the wells spread, that's when they have the power of the well. And the Rebbe, therefore, encourages him to do, and the main thing the Rebbe says, he's happy that his salary has been settled, and now he'll be able to actually serve Hashem, not for salary, but just not going to have any worries about it. And that's the purpose of Mashiach, that the people wanted Mashiach, so they can increase in the Chokhmah and the wisdom of Hashem.